Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to a new month. Oh, yes, and welcome to a new day that's known as Monday. Sorry. This is the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is November 2nd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well, let's start your Monday off with a little bit of hacker news, And this one will go out to all of our Vodafone customers. Hello, good morning to you. Yes, UK customers of Vodafone are the latest victims of a hack. According to Vodafone, they've had around 2,000 customer accounts that have been compromised. Now, mind you, this security breach took place last week. They figured, let's just tell everybody about it over the weekend. Thanks, Vodafone. Vodafone says they are contacting personally any customer whose account has been compromised. Stressing also that there's no need for any concern. Really. Vodafone actually said in a statement that while our security protocols were fundamentally effective, we know about 1,827 customers who've had their accounts accessed, which could give access to the customer's name, their mobile telephone number, and the last four digits of their bank account. No, Vodafone, no reason to be concerned at all. Staying with tech that's happening in the UK. Remember the deal old thing Parliament's trying to push through, that snooper charter? Yeah. In case you don't remember, that's a sort of charter that they're going to have. The ISPs, they have to keep all your browsing history on all their customers for up to a year. Yeah. That invasion of privacy, yeah. Well, apparently over the weekend, Secretary Theresa May told the BBC that the security agencies such as GCHQ would not be granted the power to check web browsing histories. She also said that an encryption ban would also not be implemented. Really? Theresa May actually went on to say, encryption is important for people to be able to keep themselves safe when they're dealing with these modern communications in the digital age. But, yes, of course, there is a but, we'll be settling out the current position, which does enable the authorities with proper authorization to issue warrants. So yeah, it kind of sounds all bubblegum and licorice and lollipops and stuff right now. Sounds good, doesn't it? But until we actually see the ink on the page, maybe we'll take this with a little pinch of salt. Shall we? Yeah. Oh, Apple's Watch. It's selling just not like Apple thought it would. So, here's an ingenious idea. How about bundle that Apple Watch with your new iPhone? Now, that doesn't sound very Apple-ish, does it? Well, things may be changing. According to the folks over at MacRumors, they've uncovered something a little interesting. Apple has actually confirmed to the site it's offering a bundled deal with the Apple Watch. If you buy an Apple Watch or an Apple Watch Sport alongside your new iPhone, you'll save $50. No, I'm shocked just as you are. We know Apple's not really one for saying, hey, how about a sale? Right now, though, it seems Apple's just testing this bundle deal out, so don't look for it to continue. Sales and marketing might have their eye on Christmas to actually push a few more watches out there on people's wrists. However, though, for right now, you're going to have to be living in the San Francisco Bay Area or Boston, because that's the only places right now where they're testing this thing out from October 30th, which is now in the past, through November 15th. So you better act now while supplies last. Time is running out. And finally, we're going to talk about chickens today. Yes, indeed. Tasty little critters, aren't they? You ever thought about the evolution of a chicken, though? Me neither, but apparently some scientists have. Particularly those researchers at Oxford University, saying that the evolution of a chicken doesn't seem to take as long as what people may have think it has. I've never even thought about it, actually. Just think about the egg and, you know, and the chicken. That's all I think about. And I kind of take this into account. Now, as far as current scientific knowledge is concerned, the makeup of an individual's DNA changes about 2% every million years or so. Give or take a few million years. But these scientists are looking at the DNA changes of a chicken, and what they found seems a little interesting. Scientists said since this line of chickens that they're talking about have stretched out for about 50 years, there shouldn't be much of any mutation. Instead, the researchers have actually found two. They say this sort of genetic material is usually passed down from mother to offspring. But in very rare cases, the DNA will sometimes be inherited from the chicken's dad. They call this the paternal leakage. Now, scientists thought that this such leakage was once in a blue moon sort of thing. But it seems these researchers have spotted it with just a single group of chickens. It's a little more commonplace than once expected. So yes, I guess this means our chickens are evolving. And the only way I care about it? Well, as long as the bird is just as juicy and my egg yolks are a little bit bigger, that's all the evolution I need to know. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Website, get on over there, check it out. BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BT and News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. Let's get this week started. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.